Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Final hour of today's broadcast, the Alex Jones Show, Genesis Communications Radio Network, the 25th day of January, 2006. I'm Jack Blood, sitting in for Alex Jones. My website is jackblood.com. My program follows the Alex Jones Show Monday through Friday on this very same network, gcnlive.com. Got Doug Rocky on today, who is the world's foremost expert on depleted uranium. We're going to tear that thing apart. It'll be a real privilege to speak with him. Right now, we're with Paul Joseph Watson. We're taking a few calls. Some of the things I want to try to get to in this half hour, Paul, with you, is this top-secret Navy file found in a pub there in Britain, and Super Bowl security, a cast of over 10,000 will serve on Super Bowl Sunday in Detroit, which I believe is about one security agent for every 10 people there. Seems a little extreme. Let's go back to Tim in Ohio, who was making a point about James Bond movies with Paul. Tim, yeah, it's all yours. Go for it.
Yeah, it wasn't much the fact of James Bond in particular, just the prevalence of black and white squares in most movies and TV shows. I make it a little game that I flip through, because I don't really watch TV except to look for the symbolism in everything. And I noticed quite a bit of it, and I hadn't noticed that before. I studied the symbolism, but I'd invite the listeners to look. You can't watch.
Do you want to tell the listeners who maybe don't know what the black and white squares signify?
Well, that's the significance of the Freemasons, correct? The floor of the Grand Hall, I believe, is black and white squares.
There's a deeper symbolism to it, which I just can't recall. I've read a little bit about this. Paul, you want to tap in here?
Yeah, with the whole Bond thing, it's admitted that Ian Fleming, the creator, was basically an MI6 propagandist to give it a better public image. There are books that claim, for example, that he was instrumental in setting up the OSS, forerunner to the CIA. And one scene, I forgot what movie it's in, but it's a big fan of the moon hoax proponents. He's being chased by some Russian mafia boss or whatever, and he stumbles across a fake moon set, which is in a US government, you know, Air Force base, where they're driving a moon buggy across a fake moon set. So you can look at that as conspiracy or just an inside joke.
It is certainly Sir Ian Fleming, by the way. He has been knighted by the Queen Golgotha. It is basically a recruitment poster for global intelligence, and this is what they say to try to get kids into the armed services. You know, you're going to get chicks, you're going to have cool toys, you're going to blow stuff up.
Well, yeah, and just like in the U.S., any film that involves military or intelligence services, to use the kind of materials that they need to make the movies, they need permission and script advisors who are on the set at all times from the military and the intelligence agencies, or the film doesn't get made because they don't get the authorization to use the equipment.
Tim, it sounds like you'd be a big fan of Codex Magica, the new Tex Mars book.
Oh, yeah, Tex Mars.
Have you got that book yet?
I've been looking for it, yes.
Well, we have it at Infowars.com, and certainly get a hold of us and pick that up. Of course, support the message here. But I got to tell you, I've just put my nose in it for a few minutes, and I've already learned quite a bit. That is a must-have. Speaking about must-have books, Codex Magica by Tex Mars. You should pick that up, Tim. Thanks for the call. Very interesting points. We're going to go back to the phones here in the next segment. If I have a little bit of time, let me get your comment on this bizarre story out of the London Mirror exclusive top-secret Navy file found in a pub. Have you caught wind of this at all?
That slips under my radar.
It's absurd. A sensitive Royal Navy document detailing a warship's top-secret Middle East tour of duty has been found lying on a pub table. Student Michael Brown, or Michael Blone, I guess, 22 years old, spotted the papers showing the movements of the frigate HMS St. Albans as he played pool with his friends. This lapse could have left British Royal Marines and sailors open to an attack similar to the suicide bombing of the USS Cole in Yemen in 2000, which killed 17 sailors. This was rather convenient. I'm not sure where the pub was, but there's a lot of Middle Eastern Muslim-type names involved in this story. Could this have been a tip-off in order to encourage another attack? I'll ask you, Paul, when we come back. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triomethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139 or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Jack Wood sitting in once again for Alex Jones. Paul Joseph Watson with us as a co-pilot, and we're taking your calls at 800-259-9231. Roughly about an hour left in this global broadcast. Paul, I was talking to you about this top-secret Navy file conveniently found in a pub somewhere. They're making the comparisons that this could have created a scenario such as the USS Cole in Yemen in the year 2000. We have to remind ourselves that the evildoers that we caught involved with the Cole have all been allowed to escape and are at large. You want to comment on this top-secret file that's just left around in a pub somewhere?
Well, if that's an accurate story, what other conclusion can you come to than that it's an attempt to hand it to a Muslim group, an extremist Muslim group, who would then use it as a foundation for an attack?
Well, I'll give you the other side of the story. It's just incompetence.
Well, yeah, but
that's the excuse for everything.
It's as bizarre and similar to the Russians claiming that the NGOs in Russia that Putin's trying to eliminate were engaged in a conspiracy with the British government whereby the British government would download sensitive documents from a transmitter hidden in a rock, which was placed in the middle of a Moscow street, obviously blamed on the NGOs by Putin and the Russian government as an excuse to crack down. So it sounds as bizarre as that.
I mean, something like this can certainly be milked for a lot of mileage. It seems to me to be a very clumsy attempt to create state-sponsored terror, if indeed that's what it is. Either that or it's, again, more convenient incompetence. There's a lot of convenient incompetence going around, Paul, though
We remember how incompetent the people were here, the intelligence agencies, the police agencies, the government leading up to 9/11. Yet on 9/12, we are led to believe that they are so competent that they have stopped any subsequent terror attacks here, no matter how many soft targets we have, no matter how many open borders we have in this country. Nothing has happened. Why? Because they're doing such a great job and they're spying on everybody.
Right. And if 9/11 was a result of incompetence, why was nobody fired? And in fact, why did people involved in letting the terrorists in get bonuses?
Yeah. Well, that would be a logical, common sense question. I don't think there's any room for that in the public debate, unfortunately, Paul. Here's another interesting little gem that comes off the editor and publisher. I believe you have this on your side as well. Defending the spy program, a general reveals his shaky grip on the Fourth Amendment. General Michael Hayden, speaking at the National Press Club, questioned by Jonathan Landley of Knight Ridder. Here's the gist of the story. I'm sure you're familiar with it, Paul, but General Hayden goes on to talk about the Fourth Amendment and that they have reasonable belief that they're allowed to offend the Fourth Amendment. They're allowed to search with reasonable cause. The reporter begins correcting him. They need probable cause, not to reasonable cause or a belief. The general tries to hold his ground. Apparently, the general has not read the Constitution or he's obfuscating on the facts.
Right, he hasn't read it. He doesn't know what it's about. The fact is, we have a government. People say, I don't care about all these cameras. I don't care the fact that the government's listening in, all the NSA surveillance. We have a government that is becoming more and more secret, yet wants to know more and more about us.
Yeah.
And it's a government that's engaging in escalating criminal actions. So the criminals are becoming more secret, but they want to know everything about our lives, and they don't even understand or know the very constitution by which they're supposed to run their office by.
Yeah. I mean, this general seems to believe that the Fourth Amendment talks about unreasonable search and seizure, and he's talking about we have a reasonable probable, not probable cause, but a reasonable belief that we can search and seize. When it is, again, probable cause, as has to be defined again and approved by a court and a judge.
Well,
and not just for your entire premises, Paul, as you know, but for specific areas of your privacy and your papers. They have to have specific knowledge. They have to have a specific, just like the weapons of mass destruction, by the way, they have to have a specific area where they're going to go search and why, or they're not legally allowed to search.
Right, but when you've got a president who calls the Constitution a goddamn piece of paper, then we're in some trouble. When you've got people like Gonzalez and Alito who afford the power of a total dictator to the president, then the Constitution means absolutely nothing. But should we abide by the rulings of criminals who disobey the very document that they're supposed to follow?
It doesn't bode well for us when even generals don't seem to understand the Constitution. And I like to believe that the people have even a better grip of the understanding of the Constitution, but I see a lot of people out there that understand the First Amendment right, and none of the rest.
Well, exactly. And it's the same case here in Britain.
Let me rephrase that. Half of the First Amendment right, not even the full First Amendment. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, if people have the right to go out and get drunk and frolic around, then to them that is freedom. That's their definition of freedom. A definition of a police state is when you try to exercise any of your freedoms and you are met with considerable resistance by the state, which is exactly what's happening in both Britain and the USA. You've got a situation in Britain whereby an author of a book goes on a radio show and says that she disagrees with homosexual adoption. An hour later, she gets a phone call from the London Metropolitan Police who say, no, you haven't committed a criminal offence. We're just investigating hate speech. And she told them, well, if I haven't committed a crime, why are you wasting my time?
Meanwhile, I mean, that's like the guy in New York. He's getting signatures on a referendum, and he's questioned by the police for that action, which is perfectly legal. Why is he even being bothered?
Any kind of exercise of any freedom means that you're under surveillance. So what does that say about how the state treats people who know and exercise the freedoms that they're supposed to be God-given?
Yeah. Speaking of drunken revelry and, I guess, gladiatorial distractions, Sunday is D-Day. The FBI and the Detroit police will open up one of the largest security operations in U.S. history, guarding against threats to Super Bowl, and added by more than 50 federal, state, and local law enforcement agencies. SWAT teams will be there, bomb removal teams. Again, 10,000 in force will guard the revelers at the Super Bowl in Detroit.
Right, and they'll have an army of committed individuals who will have no problem in searching everybody's bags, because that kind of plays into ego again. They like to exploit human frailties. They do it over and over again by creating these enforcers that are willing to search everybody's bags, because it gives them an ego trip, like they're protecting the country and they're doing a vital, important job. So if you feed that into people, then they've got an army of willing minions who will act out their demands, and the people would just go right along with it.
Talk about mass conditioning. I mean, not only will this be broadcast all over the world to really show, you know, what the security state looks like, the police state looks like, but people there will have to endure it. You know what I find amazing, Paul, and I've made this comment a couple of times. When we were in New York covering that coronation ceremony for George W. Bush last summer, and with all of that police state security, which is so highly documented in the Alex Jones film, it seemed to me that it would have been pretty easy to get in there with a rucksack, as you call them, a backpack, walk right into all of that and pull the plug. It would not have been hard to do.
No, that's something that I've considered many times. If there were real terrorist cells to the level that we're supposed to believe exist, both in Britain and the USA, and they were committed to killing as many innocent people as possible, as we're led to believe they are, we would have minor terrorist attacks every single day, like something really simple, like a log being put on a train track, for example. If that level of terrorism and terrorist cells exist, that we're told exist, then it would be absolute bedlam. But of course they don't exist, and the security is all a veneer. It doesn't stop anything from happening.
That's true.
It's just to focus on us and make us regulate our own behavior as part of the panopticon surveillance prison that they're erecting.
I mean, you couple the open borders here in the United States, both in Canada and Mexico, along with the fact there's been no terrorism and there's a terrorist behind every bush, something doesn't add up. The mathematical equation does not add up adequately to recheck the equation. So that's what we know. And, of course, this leads us to the Osama bin Laden tape. I know you've got some goodies on that. Of course, that Duke professor came out, who is an expert on Osama bin Laden tape, says it can't be Osama bin Laden. If it is, it's not a recent Osama bin Laden tape. And in the Osama bin Laden tape, as Fox likes to say, he makes an excuse for why they haven't attacked the United States in the last several years, that they're leading up to something, and that's exactly what... This could be right out of the mouth of Condoleezza Rice.
You read the transcript of the tape. That is written by an American. It talks about William Blum's book, who is a left-wing author, but who has been very critical of the CIA, releases, you know, reasonably good information down the line. And they're trying to make bin Laden into this kind of Michael Moore character. You read the transcripts of the tape released right before the election in October 2004. It sounds like a Michael Moore documentary. And this is a guy, Osama bin Laden, who many, many people say has been dead for years, who, when visited by a London Independent journalist before 9/11, didn't even have a newspaper to read, never mind have any knowledge about the outside world or books written by left-wing professors in the USA. He had no knowledge whatsoever of what was going on in the Western world when he was visited by this independent journal.
It's extremely transparent, and for all the reasons you mentioned, and actually a few more. I think what's very telling here, Paul, is that Bush has not commented on that bin Laden tape, not one peep, not one word.
Well, no, it's like you said, he's waiting to see if it floats, and then in a speech a week or two down the line, he'll include it as justification for a continued threat if it floats. At the moment, they seem to have completely shifted away from it in the media as of, you know, early this week.
There is a State of the Union coming up here, I believe, in just a week or a couple of days. We'll have to look and see that if he tries to bring that up. As I think they're trying to shrink away from it now. They realize that that didn't really pass the smell test. We're going to come right back. We'll jump right into your calls. John, Pat, Joe, Bertrand, you're on the air with Paul Joseph Watson. Jack Blood, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back after this.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll-free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
About it. A lot of people people joining us, folks. We want you to join us. Join us in this info war. Very, very important you help get the word out. The power of one individual is insurmountable. It's really, really amazing. It's monolithic. I've seen one person correct the mind control of upwards to thousands and thousands of people. Of course, Paul Joseph Watson is one person. I am one person. Alex Jones is one person. So we are no smarter or no better than any of you out there in the audience. You have the capability to reach thousands of people, and I really hope that you do. One way to do that is by getting some great material, a lot of it available at InfoWars.com. Paul Joseph Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos, is available. It is a must-have. You can give them a call at 888-253-3139. Operators are standing by. 888-253-3139. Martial Law, Rise of the Police State. Again, three films in one is on a special right now. You can save the more you get, certainly. And it's really something amazing to share with your friends. Even if you just take a segment of it, dupe it off, and give it to your coworkers, give it to your family. It really speaks for you. Certainly also The Order of Death and Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove combo, now also available for a great special. We have Dylan Avery's Loose Change Second Edition, which is the newest edition of Loose Change. Everybody's talking about this. All of them available at InfoWars.com or by calling. Operators are standing by right now. 888-253-3139, and of course you can get all of this and more by subscribing to Patriot TV. Patriot TV, really a great tool and a great resource. Paul, leave us with something. Give us something here. What do you got? What's coming up next week?
Next week on the website, I believe, if not by the end of this week, Loose Change 2 will be up on PrisonPlanet.tv. We've already got the original film, and the part 2 will be up very shortly. We broadcast the fact, just to offset, allegations that we're in it for the money. People can pay for 1 month, which is $5.95,
yeah.
Download everything on there, which is hundreds and hundreds of films, audio interviews, books, etc., and then cancel their subscription. But they've still got all that material. So it's geared for people on a budget in the first place, and it's how you support this platform that Alex has created and how we, make it bigger.
Right, that's the important thing. I mean, there aren't ads for Coca-Cola or Budweiser or Ford or the Carnegie Endowment on this program. This is how the program is supported, by using the tools that are provided for you, these excellent documentary films and book. And as Paul said, $5.95 subscription to Patriot TV. You get it all. You can sit down and download it all if you want, though. You want to obviously get that year subscription, Paul, with the 3 free months so that you can continue to get all the new stuff that comes out. The great thing about this, I think, one of the best things, is not only get to see that Alex Jones TV show, which I love. It's a little different than the radio show. You get to see Alex, and you get to see him gesticulating and some foam coming out of his mouth. It's actually very entertaining as well as informative. But you also get to preview the new films that are coming out. You get to see them before anybody else.
That's right. They're always on there 2 or 3 weeks before the public hard copy release. We're adding in-studio interviews, which Alex does. And it is an activist tool. You download all the videos,
yep,
and you can share them around with people who aren't even members. So, I mean, we encourage that as well.
Yeah, and of course the T-shirts are really waking people up as well. It brings people to you. So rather than having to go up and overcome your fear of approaching new people with these big ideas, these shirts draw people to you so that you can begin explaining what tyranny response team means. I got to tell you a quick anecdote. When I was up in Providence, Rhode Island, I was wearing my tyranny response team T-shirt, InfoWars T-shirt, and a group of young African-American kids, maybe 12, 13 years old, were coming by, and the colors caught them, and they wanted to know more about it. Do you know that they didn't know what tyranny meant? They didn't know the definition of the word tyranny, and they were young teenage kids?
Well, it gave
me an opportunity to explain it to them. Certainly, I wasn't going to chase them down the street and go, hey, here's what tyranny means. They came up to me, and they asked the question. It was astounding that they wouldn't know what the definition of the word tyranny, but it gave me an opportunity to explain it to them.
Well, that's right, and the Orwell ones are quite good as well, because they're a bit more subtle. It's just an Orwell quote in white letters on a black T-shirt. But
yeah,
you can explain to people what that means, who George Orwell was, which a lot of people still don't know, and, you know, start up a conversation. So they're good activist tools.
I love the mass murderers agree gun control works. There's pictures of Hitler and Mao and Stalin and people that always catches people's eyes. But I love wearing these to leftist events. It drives them crazy, Paul. Hey, can you stay with me for one more segment? Is that possible?
Yeah, sure.
Got a lot of calls here. I want to get to everybody and give them access to you. Alex Jones Radio. It is Genesis Communications Radio Network. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back for the final leg of today's program.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarkets.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N markets.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Is black magic performed daily right in plain view on television, in movies, and in America's leading newspapers and magazines? I'm Tex Mars. My newest book, Codex Magica, is a real eye-opener. 624 pages, over 1,000 photographs. Codex Magica shows the world's leading celebrities, from movie stars and presidents to bankers and senators, caught in the act. Discover the true secret signs of the Illuminati, their mysterious symbols, their hidden language. Encyclopedic, documented, Codex Magica unmasks a conspiracy of immense evil. Please, order your personal copy of Codex Magica on the internet at powerofprophecy.com or simply phone toll-free 1-800-234-9673. That's 1-800-234-9673.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Final leg of today's broadcast, the Alex Jones program. It's been a great pleasure and an honor for me to sit in for Alex these last 3 days. Of course, I'll be following today with 2 more hours of live radio programming. Doug Roeke will be my guest. He's a former Pentagon insider, actually coordinated and analyzed the depleted uranium being used all over the world, specifically in Iraq. He'll be joining us live in the 2-hour broadcast following today's program, Deadline Live, my show. Jackblood.com is my website. We'll be meeting tonight here in Austin, Texas, South Austin. Annie and South First is the intersection. This is Freddy's great little dive. We'll all get together and brainstorm and figure out how we can come together a little bit better. Everybody is welcome. This is specifically for our forum members. We'd like to make this available to everybody. Very informal. We'll sit down. We'll have a pop and do a little brainstorming. Freddy's down here in South Austin, Annie and South First Street. Very, very easy to find. Very inexpensive. Very comfortable. I hope to see everybody there. I wanted to correct myself. Prison Planet TV. Paul, you didn't catch that. I think I said something else, but I meant Prison Planet TV, and that, again, is a great, great special that you have going there. I want to move forward here and get to the phone calls, 1-800-259-9231. John has been patiently holding from Washington. John, you're on the air with Paul Joseph Watson.
Hi, Jack and Paul. I've got a few things from before when you were talking, before Paul came on. By the time I got on, you know, this is...
We move very fast when Paul Joseph Watson is on.
By the time I can get on, then all my things that I had to... But these are the things that are going on in my life.
Well, look, you talk about...
Can I share them real quick?
It's your time. You talk about what you want about. We got a lot of calls, so try to move fast with it, John.
Okay. Towers were shut down for a period of time before the implosion. So...
Yeah, we pointed that out yesterday. There was a point in time in an emergency where they had to evacuate because of electrical problems, the entire World Trade Center towers. This was put forth by an eyewitness. This is the time, Paul, the time frame that people say potentially they could have wired the buildings for implosion.
Well, yeah, that was Ben Fountain in People magazine, who worked in the World Trade Center, said that, and I think it was another source as well that came out later and said the same thing, that they had these power downs where areas of the World Trade Center were routinely evacuated as tests for security.
Drills.
Drills, therefore giving them opportunity, according to some people, to plant the bombs. But just the way those towers were protected, we've talked about the lone gunman episode, whereby it's a plot by a secret government group to hijack planes, fly them into the World Trade Center. You get the DVD of that, and the producers of the show were talking about if any kind of helicopter got anywhere near the World Trade Center, the security would freak out and evacuate people en masse anyway. So they were shocked that an event like 9/11 could happen, and that the people were told to stay in the building, which did happen after the first plane had hit, when it was routine procedure to evacuate under the pretext of any potential threat.
What do you think, John, go ahead. One more comment,
also,
please.
Also, there was the people that were calling, tell people to leave the building, but the comment that I wanted to make was my buddy, he is tax exempt. He's a union flagger, and he does not pay taxes on his check. And also, whenever... we sign anything we write, UCII 207, UCII-103.6, and that's...
Sure. You're taking us in a completely different direction now, John, and these type of legalities, certainly we would not have time to address in the time that's left for the show. Please give me a call back on my program, and I'd be happy to go over some of this material with you. Let's go to Pat in Ohio. Pat, thank you for holding.
Hello.
You're on the Alex Jones Show. Yes, welcome.
Yeah, well, thank you. First of all, my batteries are low, and they may go out like they did yesterday.
Okay.
I apologize for yesterday. I have a question about the main...
I guess her batteries went out. Do you want to comment on that at all, Paul?
No.
Thank you for the call, Pat. Call us back when you charge your phone, and I'm awfully sorry we had you hold all this time. If they would have told me you were on a cell phone with low batteries, we'd have put you right on. Joe in Massachusetts, you're on with Paul Joseph Watson. We're on a roll, buddy.
Hi, Jack. Haven't talked to you in a while. Hi, Paul. I'm the blind person that calls up. It's very hard for me to access your site, and we sent you an email, and then I'll ask my other question. Is there any way you can get in touch with me? I've left my phone number with Ryan because... it's not text-based. I mean, it does work, but a button this and button that and screen readers aren't that good. Now, I wish you could help because I am interested in a lot of this. I do have it. So if you can do something, I would really appreciate it, okay?
That also, comment on that for us, Paul. That also brings up the question of audio tapes for the blind so that they can get up to speed on some of this stuff. Go ahead and comment on that.
Yeah, I mean, we'd like to do everything, but the fact is we're a very, very small staff.
Yeah.
What I mean is just break it as text-based, like instead of /Alex, /, this. I don't know what to do. I'm confused. I wish I could talk to you off the air somehow, because we tried to, I don't know when my prescription runs out and so forth and so on. So if we can arrange something through Ryan, he sent you an email the other day, I'd appreciate it, okay? And now my other question is, Jack, I've talked to my friend about posse comitatus and martial law. He doesn't, because it can't happen unless the Congress, because that's against the law. I don't have any access to articles, and he believes, and I can't blame him for some of these sites are off the wall. But, see, the articles are hard for me to find and come by because, you know, I don't know where they are. And
sure. Well, I mean, it's difficult for even the most scholarly of us, let alone the layman, the rest of us, to understand some of these legalities with posse comitatus or even...
No, I'm just saying to get the link to the article, like on the Power Hour site, it's link here, link, just article one. I wish Paul would do that and just get rid of all that fancy stuff, just buttons and stuff, you know what I mean?
Right. Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. At jackblood.com, we're amassing documents, and I'll try to find that and put it there for you within the week. And if you want to go over there, if there's a way you can check and get it, we'll provide that for you. I mean, the question is, you know, can posse comitatus be overcome only with a vote in Congress, or can the president, with his executive powers, supersede Congress with War Powers Acts and Emergency Powers Acts? Paul, do you want to comment on that at all?
I'm not aware of the intricacies of it, but it doesn't matter when you've got a president who's backed up by every single advisor that says he can do absolutely anything under the guise of the war on terror.
Yeah, that's a fair statement. Joe, thanks for the call, and we'll try to get Paul on the line with you to give you some special service for Prison Planet TV. Bertrand in California, you're on with Paul Joseph Watson.
It is an extreme pleasure, guys, Paul, Jack.
Likewise.
To be on your show here. I have this important information that I'd like to share with you guys, and I can see, you know, from other shows on GCN. I'd like to get to the Vatican connection, because I see that throughout history, and this is a history, a very suppressed history that I'd like to share with you guys. And if you give me some time, I'd like to make a quote from Pope Nicholas I.
Well, go ahead. We can give you a minute or two here. I mean, make your point.
Well, the very suppressed history is the fact that the Vatican is responsible for three of the annihilations of tribes of Rome. You know, these are three distinct cultures, three distinct languages. There was actually an article written in Time magazine a few years ago about what a great loss the world suffered at the loss of the Heruli people. It was the Heruli, the Vandals, and Ostrogoths, which was an exact prophetic fulfillment of Daniel in chapter 7, when it talks about three of the horns being plucked up. And what I don't understand is people like Daryl Bradford on the show, who's promoting the Zionist conspiracy. And yes, I can agree that there is a Zionist conspiracy in the world, and that there are, you know, high-level Jews that are involved in this Luciferian priesthood. But the fact of the matter is, this Luciferian priesthood is an ancient invention, and it was promoted by the high levels of Jesuitism, and they've used it to destroy Protestantism, to destroy the free world. And I'd like just to make a quote here that's been quoted in three or four books, if you'd give me a minute.
Go ahead, shoot. Maybe less than a minute, but do the best you can.
In the book, A Roman Rite, Woman Rides the Beast, The Papacy and the Civil Power, History of the Popes of Rome. It's also quoted in the book Vatican Assassins, Wounded in the House of My Friends. It is evident that the popes can neither be bound nor unbound by any earthly power, nor even by that of the apostle, that is Peter, if he should return upon the earth, since Constantine the Great has recognized that the pontiffs held the place of God upon earth. The divinity not being able to be judged by any living man, we are then infallible, and whatever may be our acts, we are not accountable for them but to ourselves. We, that is the popes, alone have the power to bind and to loose, to absolve Nero, and to condemn him. And Christians cannot, under penalty of excommunication, which I personally believe Catholicism, even though there's many wonderful Catholic people, Catholicism is not Christianity, execute other judgment than ours, which alone is infallible. Here's the last sentence. A king need not fear to command massacres when these will retain his subjects in obedience or cause them to submit to the faith of Christ, which I say is Antichrist, and God will reward him in this world and in eternal life for these murders. We order you, in the name of religion, to invade his states, burn his cities, and massacre his people. That's Pope Nicholas I in the year 860, letter to the King of Bulgaria. Now, what I cannot understand, gentlemen, are you still with me?
Yes.
What I cannot understand is why, out of everything that has been done through Jesuitism, why are people like Daryl Bradford saying that I'm an idiot and a buffoon to say that there's any connection to this Luciferian conspiracy?
Yeah. You're going to have to, first of all, you're going to have to ask Mr. Bradford Smith, you know, the questions to him. We certainly can't speak for him, but
he's admitted that he was taught by Jesuits. So
I was a Catholic when I grew up. Maybe I'm part of the conspiracy, too. Who knows? But, again, we can't speak for another talk show host. That's their job. They'll be doing that. And we gave you some time to make your point. And certainly, I've done hours and hours and hours of programming on Jesuit connections, Catholic plots. You know, the fact is, we mentioned this early, Paul. You talked about, you know, creating a one-world religion. Obviously, the various sectors of the competition are fighting it out. Then you've got guys like Maurice Strong, who are very, very influential. He is an advisor to the Dalai Lama, actually his right-hand man, his controller, so to speak, also with Kofi Annan. He's come together. I'm not sure if you've seen this story, but you really want to check this out, Paul. He's come together and formed a conglomerate with some of the most powerful people in the world, a virtual Bilderberg group, to create a new internet. Of course, the name of this is E Pluribus Unum, or they call it Many One Network. So Maurice Strong, a secular humanist, a Fabian socialist, very powerful, looking to make that the one-world religion. Would you like to comment, Paul, on Bertrand's comments?
Well, I mean, it's a Leviathan. It would take 10 hours to go through it. But
sure,
all we try to do is highlight corruption and control in any sector of religion or government. When the past two popes come out lockstep in their New Year's Day speeches and call for a new world order, we highlight that and we question that, so we don't have any kind of bias in that arena. The whole Zionist conspiracy thing, I have a problem with it because you have the neocons. Above the neocons, you have the Israeli lobbyists, the Zionists. But then above those, you've got people like David Rockefeller and Maurice Strong who pull their strings as well. And then above that, you've got another level,
yeah,
which most people call the Illuminati. So I don't see them at the head of the Hydra. They're just a conduit.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, we all have our opinions. We all follow our research. Some of us are specialists in maybe one field as opposed to another field. Obviously, your specialism being in state-sponsored terror and exposing corruption and hypocrisy in government, mine generally in mind control and freedom of thought. But I don't have a problem with people out there investigating Zionism, investigating the Catholic conspiracy. In fact, I'd encourage them to do that. Here's the problem I have, Paul, is when they try to push it on me and try to make it as a rule that I have to talk about this or I'm some type of FBI disinformation agent. I don't like things being pushed on me. I don't like having to follow rules. I'll investigate whatever the heck I want to investigate, and you're not going to tell me otherwise. So you go do what you want to do. I'm not going to criticize you. I'm not going to judge you, but don't push it on me. Paul, does that ring a bell with you at all?
Well, yeah, the moment anyone tries to create an orthodoxy and then dictate that other people talk about it, that's when it becomes a movement which is not solely focused on gaining the truth and waking people up. It's like,
yeah,
a little club.
Let me tell you another thing. Look, I'm going to let you finish, but I want to make another point before I forget it. The people that are out there really criticizing Zionism or saying that it's the Jews, they never seem to have any major opposition. They never seem to get in any real kind of trouble. I'm told that you have to have cojones to really talk about that kind of thing, but those people never get in trouble. What they do is they use those people's rhetoric to label someone like David Icke when he's talking about reptiles, inferring that he's talking about Jews, and they prosecute him because he's talking about bloodlines and the divine right to rule and exposing corruption. I'm sorry, Paul, to interrupt you.
Right. I mean, so in most cases, we're playing right into their hands. It's not censorship on our part or your part if you're doing the show and you don't want to talk about certain subjects. These people are fully capable of making their own platform, putting up their own website, can be done in a matter of hours and talking about it. So that's
their
own platform.
Yeah, I don't mind talking about it. I actually have done a number of shows on this, had some of the leading experts on it. I just don't like having it jammed down my throat and having to conform. That's my problem.
Yeah,
I'm not a very good conformist. Let's hit Stan in Missouri before we run out of time. Stan, it appears you'll be our tail gunner today with Paul Joseph Watson. Thank you so much for holding. You're on the air.
Hello, Jack and Paul. I got a very interesting letter in the mail here yesterday. We're starting the census back up again, and it's an American Community Survey. So I got on the phone just about 2 hours ago, and I called one of the Census Bureau ladies up, and I had a nice little conversation with her. I told her, I said, well, what's the penalty for not filling out the census? Well, she couldn't give me any information on it. She said it depended on what county you lived in and, you know, what penalty they wanted to fine you with. But I tell you, they asked some asinine questions on this. They want to know how many acres is a house or mobile home on in the past 12 months, what were the actual sales of all agriculture products in this property. They even go as far as they want to know if your business has a store, a barbershop, or a medical office on your property.
It sounds more like an R&D questionnaire than a government census.
It is, Jack. Paul, are they doing this over in England, your country?
Oh, yeah, they've been doing it for decades. I mean, the original census was just to count how many people lived in a property. The one in Britain asks what time you get up in the morning, what time you leave for work.
That's the same questionnaire they have here.
Yeah.
I've never answered it, and I'm still walking around, Paul.
Well,
I've never filled one out ever.
They say that there's a possibility of a fine, but it's selectively enforced.
Well, the fine is actually supposed to be $100, but now I don't know if they've actually went in as far as to lock anybody up in jail or
people stand up to this oblique databasing, this R&D, and we'll have your back.
It's very unconstitutional what they're doing.
Now, don't fill it out. Wipe your wipe yourself with it. Paul, thank you for joining us today. Order Out of Chaos, Paul Joseph Watson, PrisonPlanet.com. You've been a good man, Charlie Brown. Did an excellent job today. Thank you so much. Folks, we'll be right back after these messages.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem, reaction, solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Well, I want to thank all of the callers, all of the guests, most importantly, the sponsors of this radio network and of this radio program, for dealing with me for the last 3 days. Hopefully I haven't ruined anyone's day. I'll try to do better next time, if there is a next time. But, you know, it's always good to have live breaking formats, and that's what we tried to do here for the last 3 days. Certainly we could have played reruns of the Alex Jones Show, and that would have been very informative and enlightening. But Alex wanted to make sure that you had access to live guests, live breaking news, so that you can stay up to speed on what's going on in the world. God knows there are less and less places to get information these days, which is why Genesis Communications Radio Network and other networks like it are so important, and you need to get out there and really support networks. We're not going to guilt you or scare you into that. You know it's the right thing to do. This is free information generally. We're not charging you $50 a month for 500 channels of programming. And you're able to have access to this and to bring other people in. The right thing to do really is to support the sponsors. Most of the goods and services you hear on this network are things you're going to need anyway. And I use the products I endorse. So there you go, folks. But I want to thank all the great callers, even the bad ones. I want to thank the great guests, all of them great guests. Let you know that, again, my show is on Monday through Friday, 2 to 4 Central Time. No, I'm not on shortwave, but there are a number of modalities in which you can listen. Jackblood.com will fill you all into that. You can go to our forums by going to jackblood.com. We have over 30,000 news items and comments posted there, a lot of great research and documents. You can add it in real time. It's really your website. There's a link to that at jackblood.com. Again, I will be at Annie and South First Street here in South Austin. That's right off Congress, okay? At Freddy's, and we're going to meet and have a forum meeting. We do these every month so that we can get together with the listeners, with the great researchers on our forum. We could brainstorm and figure out how to take this thing to another level, and we'd love to see you down there tonight. This is a monthly meeting, and once you go to one, I think you're going to want to go to a lot of others. There's going to be free material down there, a lot of free videos. I know some active wear, certainly Jack Blood bumper stickers, and the food I know is very, very cheap. So, again, just a great way for us to get centered, to get grounded, to really get together with the people that make these shows what they are, and that is the listeners. So it's not a public appearance, so to speak, very informal. Freddy's, 6 to 9 o'clock tonight, essentially. And that is that. Coming up on my program, Deadline Live, Professor Doug Roeke, he's the ex-director of the Pentagon's depleted uranium project. He himself has been poisoned by depleted uranium. And we're going to ask some serious and very hard questions. It alarms me that even the most prestigious people in Iraq, whether they be, you know, generals or foot soldiers, don't have any knowledge of depleted uranium. We're going to try to correct that to the best of our ability on today's program. Alex Jones will be back either tomorrow or Friday, so stay tuned. Has really quite a myriad of information I know he's going to unleash on you. You know, when I used to do a weekly show, I would chomp at the bit to get on the air every week. I'd have so many things to cover that I wouldn't even know where to start, and I would literally be foaming at the mouth getting out some of the information. So it's a real privilege to be able to be on the air 5 days a week now. Still, amazing. I've just done 5 hours of straight programming, 15 hours already, and it's Wednesday, and I have a large stack of news I still haven't even gotten to. We'll see you in about 7 minutes on Genesis Communications Radio Network. Thanks again for all of your support. Now go out there and fight the New World Order.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.